We have the best music from sun up to sun down. KLMJ 104.9 feels like coming home.
Attention farmers and ag professionals, this is Tom Abbas with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our annual winter ag meeting on Friday, January 30th. Join us at 9:30 a.m. in the basement of First Bank Hampton for insights and tips from expert speakers, all focused on helping you get ready for the upcoming crop year. And don't worry about lunch, we will end with a meal for everyone who attends. Don't miss out. Reserve your spot now by calling 641-456-4793. See you there. First Bank Hampton is member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
Joining us this afternoon is State Senator Bill Dotzler of Waterloo. He covers Senate District 31. That includes basically all of Waterloo, I think parts of East, Southeast Cedar Falls as well. We're going to be talking about today. He's been a state senator here for a while, and we're going to get an idea of what's on his plate, some priorities there as well on the Democratic side of things. And Bill, thanks a lot for joining us here this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's an honor to be with you. And this happens to be my 30th session. So I spent 6 years in the Iowa House, and I'm in my 24th year in the Iowa Senate, which makes me the longest serving legislator in both chambers. And I did announce this year that I'm not going to be up for election this next go round, and it has more to do with the health of my mother than anything. So she's having real trouble. She's 97. So I'm going to have to spend summer helping take care of her. And that's a big thing. But anyway, I'll still be a senator till January of 2027. So here we go.
I was going to say, your mother, though, is 97. It's probably a blessing she gets to be here on earth that long. So that's great.
Yeah.
Bill, why don't you talk about the committees that you're serving on first and foremost?
Okay. Well, currently, I am the Democratic whip, which is kind of second in command in the minority party. I serve on the full appropriations and ways and means, which are the two probably most important committees that deal with all the budgets and all the taxing authority. I also serve on the workforce, which deals with all the issues surrounding employers and workers. I'm the ranking member on the Veterans Committee, being a veteran, so that makes me the minority leader on the Veterans Committee. And I'm also the appropriations on economic development and workforce development. I sit on there. And I guess I just skipped two. I also serve now this year on natural resources, which deals with a lot of environmental stuff. And lastly, I'm on the International Relations Committee, which works predominantly with Taiwan and the purchase of Taiwan's commodities here in Iowa. So I'm a pretty busy person.
I would say so. So let's go on to this next question. I've asked every state representative and senator I've talked with here basically the last 12 months. The words of eminent domain here, Bill, the governor had that veto of that bill that was passed last summer. So I guess your thoughts on that veto, but then more importantly, how do you want to move forward here this session? Because I know there's already been some action taken in both the House and Senate.
Well, I did support the bill that was vetoed, but I'm deeply concerned about eminent domain and the ability for a private business to take private property or to utilize it for their own private gain. And around here, there's an old saying about, you know, the getting the elephant's trunk underneath the tent, not referring to parties, but once it gets in there, you can create a bigger problem down the road. And the real concern is, what could happen after this once we kind of broke the law that says you can't do that for private? I'm okay for public use, and I know there's some arguments there. The House file came across this week, And the majority party brought that House file up and has amended it with their own bill. And so that could limit the amount of amendments that could be passed on it. And I expect that to be sent over to the House of Representatives, who will reject it. And we're going to be butting heads again, like kind of like we did last year. Last year, there were a group of Democrats and Republicans who opposed the one bill. And I don't know if the numbers are still there. And we got some new members, so we don't know if there's enough opposition in the Senate to stop the bill that Leader Klemisch is running. So it's kind of up in the air, and kind of just like what's going on with the property tax issues.
Leads me to my next question. Again, we are joined by State Democratic Senator Bill Dotzler of Waterloo. He represents Senate District 31. That's all of Waterloo, pretty much, and parts of Cedar Falls as well in that area. So let's go to that next topic that you brought up here, Bill, property tax reform. Those are another popular words for the legislative sessions here last couple of years. I guess your take on that and what you want to see done.
Well, actually, it's not just the legislators. I think Iowans are really concerned about some of the biggest jumps that we had in property taxes across the board and across parties. The real question is, how do you fix it? And property taxes are very, very complicated, because the majority of the property taxes in my community, in most communities, really go to police and fire, your maintenance stuff to take care of your roads and those internal things. And one of the real problems also with property taxes is that one third of my property tax bill is for public schools. And when you don't fund public schools, it has a tendency to get shifted over on property taxes. And we are hearing this year that if they don't have enough allowable growth, it could send 200 school districts on the guarantee of certain amount of money. Well, that guarantee goes directly on your property taxes. So it's pretty tough. Now we have three different bills out there right now. The governor had a bill. The House Republicans have a bill. The Democrats in the House had a bill. I guess that's three. And then there's one more, four. Senate Republicans have a bill. Senate Democrats didn't file one. And we're going to be looking at trying to work with the majority party on trying to do adjustments to make it work for everybody. But I do know in my district, with property taxes jumping through the roof, people are deeply concerned, and we're having real issues with people meeting their budgets with all of a sudden the great big jumps in property taxes. It's something that it's going to cause a lot of concern here at the Capitol. I know the League of Cities and also the League of Counties are deeply involved. And we're hoping that we can work in a bipartisan way. But in the past, these bills are all done behind closed doors with the majority party. And the only opportunity we're going to have, most likely, as a minority party, is to make amendments. The head in the Senate, Senator Dan Dawson, who's been working on this for a long time, said that he was going to try to restrict our meetings in the Ways and Means Committee to four or five meetings. So we're looking forward to trying to work closely with him. He's in the National Guard and had been around this week to try to further some of these discussions. So it's one of those, again, time will tell. And I would say that your listeners ought to pay close attention to the bills and make sure they contact their senators and the House of Representative members that represent them in their districts so they can get their input on what they think is important.
Yeah, you bring up a lot of good points, and you mentioned four bills brought up regarding this, one from the governor, House Republicans and Democrats, and also Senate Republicans. And like you said, you're hoping to work across party lines there to get some done, because it's a big issue here in Iowa. I guess finally, Bill, circling back to the beginning, I kind of rotated questions here, but going into this session, I guess for you personally, what are some top priorities for you?
Well, obviously, one of my top one is trying to get some stability in the property tax system. We need to have stability because a person can't budget if all of a sudden they got a 20% jump or 30%. Some people get almost doubled on property taxes. And with the cost of economy today, with you look at groceries, insurance on your home, on your car, about everything you buy, health insurance, people are tremendously stressed. And we need to make sure that we work on making sure that individuals are getting paid fairly and their income meets their needs. So it's a real balance there. And another thing that I was very concerned about is that the amount of layoffs and plant closings we saw around Iowa, the legislature chose to take 10 weeks of unemployment benefits away from people who lost a job through no fault of their own. And so we'd like to try to restore some of that back the way it was. But again, that's something that's going to be difficult to get done. The healthcare issues are there. We're looking at trying to move, for example, allow some of the cancer screenings to occur early and get that paid for, because we know that if you detect cancers early, you can really control how far that gets instead of stage four when it gets really expensive. So we're looking for healthcare savings to try to help keep the cost of healthcare down for everybody.
Again, we are joined by State Democratic Senator Bill Dotzler of Waterloo. Senate District 31 is what he represents. That's that Waterloo area going into Southeast East Cedar Falls as well. As we talk about the 2026 legislative session, as week three comes to a close here. And Bill, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I just would tell again our leaders that there's a lot of moving balls here. You can go to the legislative website and you can look at any committee and see what bills are there. And if you're interested in agriculture, there's an agricultural committee you can look at it. If you're looking at economic development, you know, and the workforce stuff, it's all there. The Ways and Means is going to have the big bills dealing with property taxes. And then Commerce is the one that will have all the language that will deal directly with the pipeline issue. And those are all big jump balls this year, with a lot of conflict amongst the members of the minority party. The majority party and the majority party is having major fights with themselves. So keep a look at that and be sure to contact your legislators.
Well, Bill, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully we can talk down the road before the session ends here, okay?
Yep. Looking forward to it. And thank you very much for your efforts to keep people informed.
Thank you for that. Our thanks to Bill Dotzler for joining us on today's Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hi, this is Teresa Fielding with First Bank Hampton. We have the perfect tool to kick off your New Year's resolutions. Start fresh and reach your financial goals with Insights, the free budgeting tool available exclusively for customers in digital banking. Insights help you track your spending, set budgets, and stay motivated all year long. Take control of your finances. Try First Bank Hampton's digital banking and activate Insights today. Your resolutions deserve support, and we're here to help. Make this your best year yet with Insights. Member FDIC.